From Radio Cayman's newsroom, I'm Shanda Gallego with your latest news. COVID-19 is spreading in the Cayman community. As you heard live here on Radio Cayman, government officials announced the first confirmed cases of local transmission of the disease. Out of 13 results to report on Tuesday, 11 tested negative and 2 have tested positive, neither of whom had a travel history. Government says protocols of social distancing, keeping hands clean by washing with soap and water frequently, and staying home to minimize the spread of the virus must be followed stringently. So far, of the 220 tested, 205 have tested negative and 14 positive, with one inconclusive test result still awaiting. The people of the Cayman Islands can be assured that healthcare practitioners are making arrangements to ensure health and wellness in the country. The Health Services Authority has implemented a few strategies to prepare for the coronavirus. This includes the COVID-19 Action Plan, the Special Operation Team, and a multidisciplinary task force of clinicians. The Minister for Health, the Honorable Dwayne Seymour, walks the public through that plan.
COVID-19 task force at the HSA has now implemented the interim clinical guidance, which advises the clinical teams how to manage hospitalized patients with severe acute respiratory infection when COVID-19 infection is suspected or confirmed. These guidelines have been developed based on recommendations from the World Health Organization, CDC, Public Health England, Health Canada, and the European CDC. This is crucial as these people will be amongst the most vulnerable to the disease.
Minister Seymour says the clinical teams have all been trained and will be following these guidelines,
which includes, but not limited to, triage of the patient, infection prevention and control, management of respiratory distress, and special care for vulnerable persons such as elderly, pregnant, mothers, babies, persons with cancer, those immunocompromised, and those undergoing dialysis.
The Minister for Health mentioned that the task force meets at least once per day to contain and eliminate the virus. Another government department is adjusting its operations to accommodate the COVID-19 measures. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller has what OffReg is doing to cope.
In an effort to protect the health, safety, and well-being of customers and staff, the Utility Regulation and Competition Office has activated its business continuity plan. OffReg staff is working remotely to provide, quote, necessary regulatory support to all stakeholders and to remain responsive to the changing environment while remaining compliant with government's policy directives and initiatives. All walk-in services have been suspended. However, outside of the curfew periods, documents can be dropped in a secure drop box in the office lobby. These documents will be quarantined for a minimum of 36 hours before review. License processing can be facilitated online by visiting offreg.ky. Requests for appointments are being managed by each division, as most appointments will be served remotely, and field inspections have been suspended. OffReg says it will continue to provide support and services to the fullest extent possible. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
If you have any questions, reach out by calling 946-4282 or by emailing info@offreg.ky. And finally in the news for this hour, the head of coaching at the Cayman Islands Football Association says it's important that players look after their physical and mental health during this time. Men's national coach Ben Hugh says players still need to be physically and mentally ready for whenever play begins.
Though our program has been obviously quite severely disrupted, we aim to be ahead of the game by the time that we can come round and we're back into competition. So we don't know when that will be, and obviously a lot of our competitions have been postponed. But as soon as, hopefully sooner rather than later, this passes, we can be back on the training field and in a good place and ready to go into games kind of ahead of the game. What we certainly don't want to do is fall behind and almost give players weeks and months with nothing to do, because we'd always be playing catch up. So we're trying to be as proactive as possible, and as I said, we'll be sending more stuff out over the coming weeks. But unfortunately, that's the situation we're in, and we'll keep moving forward and we'll keep going, and hopefully it passes soon.
National football players and club players have been instructed by CIFA to do individual online training sessions, which will consist of physical, tactical, technical, and psychological and social training. Videos with technical information have already been sent out for each player to follow. That is your latest local news. We now turn to the BBC with a check of international news. That's it from me. From Radio Cayman's newsroom, I'm Shanda Gallego.
BBC News with Jerry Smith. Reports from Iran suggest most people have heeded a call from the authorities to stay at home on the last day of the Persian New Year holiday to prevent the further spread of the coronavirus. It's traditional on this day for the public to go out to celebrate the spring in parks and public gardens. The number of civilians killed in the conflict in Syria has dropped to the lowest monthly figures since the start of the conflict 9 years ago. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says 103 people died. A ceasefire came into force in the main conflict zone in early March. The number of people dying from COVID-19 in Spain has again increased by more than 800, bringing the total to over 9,000. Britain has meanwhile recorded its worst one-day figure for coronavirus-related deaths, 563, a rise of nearly a third. BBC News.